ashamed of her breasts that she lets a Machiavellian psychopath cut them off.
How dare you?
But I was not a member of the IRA.
Get a couple of dozen of your mates and get out of that Buckingham Palace and kill the old bag.
Big Mike il capo.
Grand Mike il pepe. Big Mike to chief. Meet my laguna.
Big Mike and the chief.
We're off.
So.
Welcome to.
It's a special edition.
Big Mike and the chief.
We have a guest, our first guest.
First guest on the podcast.
Which is, it could be multiple guests.
Yeah.
Because
it could
we
end
have,
up being most of history.
Because we have a Ouija board.
A Ouija board.
Ouija.
Yeah.
Ouija. So.
We're going to contact
our
the
careers.
Dead. Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah,
oh, is that a ghost?
Contact the dead. So we will be speaking to our careers.
Maybe, I don't know if that's a ghost or what is that?
Well, it's a fly that's probably been inhabited by. Well, Dinklage is for his sins alive, I believe.
I've never seen.
I was going to say alive and
seen him in the flesh
and
but
kicking, but he can't reach
really
much
kick
with those legs.
No.
So
we're going to do this safely because we don't want any bad juju,
yeah,
being set upon us.
Uh-huh.
So the first thing we have
like
to do
Harvey
is
Harvey Weinstein. Is he a bad juju?
Yeah, he's a bad juju. And Epstein. Maybe Kanye West was onto something. But
Woody Allen.
Oh God! Don't.
Fucking Boner Allen. Let's not forget
Boner
him.
Allen. Yeah. So we're gonna
light
some incense.
Does incense kind of like it arouses spirits, or it's kind of like it lures them in?
Well,
is
I
that
think
right?
It protects us from.
Oh, that's nice. Well, why are you lighting it if you keep blowing it out?
If you light it, then it's going, the whole shed of truth is going to catch fire. And
right. But no, leave that now.
I feel
leave
like
that.
We're at a clan fucking meeting or something.
Well, we're going to hang Noam Chomsky.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Jew?
Huh?
He's a Jew as well, isn't he? No, this isn't good. No, you're supposed to, when it goes
are
red.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think it's good, lad.
No, have you ever
because think about it, if it did, if the shed of truth did burn down,
it would take that'd all of its like, secrets,
yeah,
all of our secrets with it.
That's right.
So this is... No, you're supposed to blow that out now. And then, yeah, there we go.
Oh, you're a coward. Right.
So this is if we get any basic bitch ghosts, keep them happy. But this is supposed to ward off evil,
right,
spirits.
So this will kind of keep the Pol Potts and the...
Yeah, exactly.
And Joseph Fritzl's
well, maybe
at
we
bay.
Should blow it out, because maybe we want him on the podcast.
I looked it up the other day, and they're the interesting guys you want to talk to. How did you get it done? How did
yeah,
you
we
get
don't
that
want
done?
We don't want just some...
Don't fucking Mother Teresa
Joe Schmo.
Be like, I helped everyone, right?
Yeah, my tits are saggy.
Yeah.
She never got
any work done.
Was she
famously
a virgin?
Huh?
She probably was a virgin, was
oh,
she?
Oh, she's almost certainly.
Let's get her on the podcast and ask her.
Have you ever been touched, woman? Have
the,
you ever seen
the
movie?
Board just starts
Whipgash.
Quivering.
Whipgash.
Yeah. So, here we go.
Yes.
There's instructions here,
so
but WikiHow.
Right, the rules.
These are the rules of the road.
Yeah.
So, find a quiet place with no distractions.
Shed a truth.
There we go. Silence your phone.
Ooh. Let me just fucking make sure this joke's fucking...
Where's my phone now?
Gone off the reservation.
I asked where's my phone and it's right in front of me.
Where's my jumper?
Where's me jumper?
There's a big hit in Ireland in the late 80s where there was just a man shouting, where's my jumper? Where's my jumper? Because it was actually a time in Ireland where a lot of people were actually misplacing their garments. And it...
Where's me Gansy?
It just struck a nerve.
It did,
with the nation. Where is my fucking jumper? You're dead right. I relate to that.
I thought that song was released around 9/11.
Yeah.
But... the people jumping out of the towers. Anyway,
where's my jumper?
Yeah.
Right.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
Okay, so you might have heard that it's dangerous to use a Ouija board at home. We're not at home. We're in the shed of truth.
We're in the
so
shed of truth.
That's grand. This place is impenetrable.
Home.
Leave the lights on if it makes you feel more comfortable. Spirits can feed off of energy and sense fear.
Whoa.
Oh, I think we're fucked.
Well, he's not going to feel anything here. I'm bulletproof over here.
So it says don't use a Ouija board in the graveyard. Well, there goes my evening plans.
Yeah.
Did
they say not to use it in the graveyard?
Yeah.
Because you'd root up everyone.
Oh, you would, yeah. There'd be wigs on the green.
You'd be fucking...
Cleanse the space of negative energy. So
right.
We've done that with the incense here.
Yeah.
You don't want to sense the ghosts.
Do you think some of these lads now could come out? Fucking Christy Brown could.
Well, who's dead on this? We've got Churchill, Paul Pot. We've got about 3,000 people.
Jordan
in the north.
Peterson's dead inside.
He's,
that's a fact.
He's dead to me.
Dustin Turkey's, well, he's dead sound.
Yeah.
And
Paul Snott.
Yeah, Paul Snott is fucking, I'm not sure, Jesus, he's worm food. All right. So we'll see.
There's about, you know, there's a lot of people.
2,500, that's 9/11, so.
I don't think we could fit them all in here, to be honest.
No.
So, you could also surround your Ouija board with crystals.
Right.
I have some crystal meth in my pocket, maybe we could use that. Cleanse your board with, your board can hang on to energy, so it's a good idea to cleanse it. If you have sage, light it and waft the smoke over your board and pointer. This is called the planchette.
Right.
Cape Planchette. And here's an example of a... this is a protection prayer that we're going to do, all right?
Okay.
So I can just do it because you don't have it.
Well, I'll feel it.
You'll feel it, yeah. Right. So I clear the space of all negativity. I clear the space of the energy of people or things that have no purpose in this household. Pete. I ask that...
Australians, yeah. This
I ask that this clearing be gentle. Oh, my alarm's going off. And all of this energy be returned to its source. There we go. That's the prayer.
Right.
Light black candles. Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Candles matter.
Yeah. We don't have any black candles or white candles. We're neutral on race issues here. Gather
yellow candle.
We do.
Yeah. Tipple cap to Genghis Khan.
Yarrow. So gather at least 2 people to use the Ouija boards.
That's me and you. At least 2, and then we've got this kind of two and a quarter.
Yeah, yeah. And Peter Shrinklage. Peter Shrinklage.
Yeah.
And make sure all participants are in a good mood. Now that's a problem.
Yeah.
Spirits.
Well, we're both on antidepressants at the minute, so
we're trying.
High as kites.
Spirits can feed off of your energy.
Fuck.
So good vibes are essential.
But you know when they say feed off them, does that mean they're eating my energy?
Vibes.
Because they can fuck off.
They feed off of your energy. So yeah.
But like a parasite, like a fucking leech feeds off you, like takes your blood like that? Or is it just that like
a tapeworm?
If you give them good energy, they'll be in good form.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of like when you tell a crowd, you're like, you give the comic good energy, they'll give you good energy.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, I think. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we give good energy to the spirits.
Yeah, we might have to do some crowd work.
They'll suck our fucking toes.
Cocks.
Yeah.
If you're feeling upset, you might accidentally attract a bad spirit.
Fuck.
Similarly, you might have
a bad... Jack the Ripper fucking crawling up your arse.
I like the sound of that.
Fuck.
Similarly, you might have a bad experience if you're feeling afraid or anxious.
Ooh.
We've got the antidepressants.
We've got anti-Ds on that one.
To
fucking...
I have an anti-D, actually.
Bulletproof. An anti-D?
Yeah.
D. McGuire.
She's related to my uncle.
Right.
Frank.
Related to him or married to him?
Married to him. I don't know why I said related. My brain's fucked. To attract positive vibes, use your Ouija board when you're feeling upbeat.
Yeah. Grand. We got that.
Okay. Stay sober.
Fuck off. I'm having a pint of gin.
Yeah.
I've got a little gin in me mug.
Nice. Gin and juice. Ask each participant to do a spiritual cleansing. No, we don't have time for that. Take a salt bath.
Yeah.
Say a prayer of protection. So I'll do this again. Let nothing but good energy surround me. Let nothing but good intentions fill me. Let my mind and
good
body be calm.
Intentions fill me.
Yeah, that's a bit...
Keep it clean.
That's a bit...
Keep it clean.
Dubious.
My old friend, Good Intentions, filled me from nave to chep.
General... What was the thing? General...
May he without gin cast a first stone. That's why... That's to you, because I have gin.
Forgive me, Father, for I have gins.
Yes, there you go. Gin rummy.
Set a positive intention for your session.
Ginny Weasley over here.
Ginny Weasley. Fuck you. I set a positive intention for your session.
Right.
As a safeguard.
Jesus, would they ever fuck off about the positive stuff? We get it. Don't be fucking
vibes.
Suicidal like. We're in good spirits.
Yeah, we're in good spirits. Because you have to do this. We welcome friendly, positive spirits to talk to us. This is a pure positive space. Are there any... we have to say that when... so this is what we do. So, don't ask for a physical sign that the ghost is here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, let's just fucking do it then.
Yeah, let's fucking wrap ahead.
Okay, right.
Right.
Okay, so we both have to put our fingers in each other's assholes. No, yeah. It's like, Mike, I'm just reading what it says on the paper. Right,
this is what it says on the manual, Mike.
Right, okay, so this is the Cate Blanchett.
I didn't write the manual. I like the manual, but I didn't write it.
Don't shoot the messenger. Right. So, I don't know if we're supposed to close our eyes or what do we do? So, what we want, who do we say? So, we welcome friendly.
Would you speak into the microphone?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
What the hell?
I forgot we're doing a podcast here.
Jesus Christ.
We welcome, we don't push down on this.
Right.
We just place our fingers lightly on it.
Right.
And then we ask, are there any spirits in the room that would like to come forward and speak with us using the boards?
Yeah.
If there is, please move the... Okay.
Okay.
And then we ask it yes or no questions.
Right.
We ask the spirit to introduce itself. What's your name? What are your pronouns?
Yeah.
How old are you? Where were you born? When were you alive? What's your favorite...
film? What's your biggest fantasy?
Blur or Oasis? Okay, so let's just...
Right.
Let's crack on here now with this.
Yeah.
So the first question we're going to ask is, are there any spirits in the room that would like to come forward and speak with us using the boards?
Right.
Chairman of the boards.
Yeah. Board spelled B-O-R-E-D.
Yeah. All right, so maybe you hold the mic in your left hand.
Yeah.
We both put our hands on it. Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
And then what are we fucking...
And then we ask...
Right.
We ask it questions and then... Have you never heard of these before?
Ah, for fuck's sake. I don't know.
So you touch the thing, right?
Yeah.
And then the ghost will hopefully...
Yeah.
Move the thing around the board like this.
To yes or no.
To yes or no. So it'd be like, is there a spirit here? And it'll go, yes.
Ah!
And then we'll say, what's your name? And it will say... Like A-D-O-L-F-H-I-T-L-E-R. Right. And then we'll say, hell yeah, baby. So first we're going to ask, is there any...
Jesus right, okay. Christ, hurry
There's
up.
There's a lot of steps to this, all right? You want to be careful. You don't want to be, you know, casting a spell on the house, you know? All right, are there any spirits... Let's just fucking go for it, right? I don't know if you're supposed to close your fucking eyes.
Right.
I don't know. Can that even move when it's...
We should
have lubed it up before the...
What the fuck?
Let's maybe get old Noam Chomsky here to pin the thing down, so...
Right.
Oh, maybe this isn't good for Noam.
There's a wheelbarrow on it. He's going to get fucking ass raped by Jack the Ripper.
Maybe we'll put it... I just need to do something to keep the Ouija board from moving.
Right.
We don't want to block the no.
Yeah.
Because we might ask to have sex with the ghost and then...
Okay.
You know, consent is the main thing. So we don't want to respect their consenting to the sex. Okay, so is that sturdy now?
Right.
It's a bit sturdier. All right, okay. So put your fingers on the planchette.
Yes.
Okay, is there any... Is there any spirits in the shed of truth that would want to come forward and speak to Big Mike and the Chief?
Oh!
It says yes!
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Okay, right.
All right, fantastic. Right. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting this to happen.
Yeah.
What do we want to ask it next? Okay, we have to ask its name.
Yeah.
We have to ask its name, all
right? Who are you?
Get your fingers on the planchettes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the next question it says to ask?
What the fuck does that thing know?
Well, it's just... Okay, well, what do you want to ask it then? So we have a ghost that wants to speak to us, right?
Yeah.
So what do you want to ask it now? Before he's got things to do.
What's this? We need to know who it is.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And we have to ask its pronouns as well.
Right. But so okay. does this goes to the letters?
Yeah. So it's to spell out its name.
Okay.
But it says, okay, so I have to keep note of the letters that it spells out, right?
Yes.
So maybe you finger the okay planchette.
Yeah.
And then you tell me what letters it says, all right? So
okay.
You ask the board there.
Okay. So what's your name? Okay, that's the first one that came.
What was it?
B.
B, okay.
Yeah. O.
O, right.
Yeah.
And this is moving by itself.
S, yes.
Oh, what, fucking hell.
Yes.
And we're getting this on camera. S, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. C.
C?
Yeah. Oh.
Bosco.
Bosco.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Bosco.
It's Bosco the Clown.
Bosco the Clown.
Bosco the Clown was a former Irish children's television star.
And he died.
Yeah.
How did he... We better fucking ask him.
Yeah.
So what...
Right.
What would we ask Bosco?
Well, we'll just... Maybe we'll ask him, like... Was he like, abused by members of staff in RTE when he worked there?
Well, we don't want to anger the spirit, it says. We don't ask... But we will ask him anyway, yeah.
I don't think this... I think he'd be just happy to tell his side of the story.
All right, speak his truth. Yeah. All right, so this is a yes or no.
So Bosco was a children's puppet called Bosco. He was very famous in Ireland growing up. A children's, like, superstar.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you... Okay, we're going to ask him if he got fiddled with by RTE staff.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So this is a yes or no.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So,
yeah, so did you... Right, did you get interfered with by the staff at RTE? Whoa.
Oh no, Bosco. Oh, fuck.
Oh no.
It says yes.
Right.
Oh, Bosco. And then we have to...
Hold on. We'll just... Did you... Did you enjoy it, maybe?
Well, maybe we ask him how many times he got molested.
But we should know the nature first of whether it was
okay.
Something he liked or not.
Was it... Okay, so...
Did he enjoy it?
Did you enjoy the... That took a left turn.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Well, is it abuse if you're enjoy it or you're looking for it?
I don't know.
Maybe there's a gray area there where sometimes people, like, despite themselves, actually...
They actually do enjoy it.
Do enjoy things that they shouldn't. Anyway.
Right. Okay, Bosco.
Yeah.
Should we ask him maybe how many times...
Yeah.
How many? Okay, so, but how many times did you get molested by? Maybe we should ask him who molested.
Well, we'll get to that after.
Right. Okay. So
times.
How many times? Did you...
Okay, so that says four. That's not that bad.
That's not that bad. No, it's moving. No. Oh. 40, okay, that's
not that
that's
bad.
Not too bad. No. What?
Whoa.
400. Oh, Bosco, tell me that's
what
it.
The
fuck.
Again.
4,000.
This isn't even...
Bosco, that's not possible. 40,000
times. Bosco, that's
Bosco,
not
you're
even...
poor arse.
I'm not even going... Bosco,
oh,
I
Bosco,
even,
no, I don't believe you.
That's not even...
400,000 times.
You were molested, Bosco. That's not even, like... I can't even... No,
oh,
I
Bosco,
don't,
no, Bosco. I don't believe you. Four million?
You were molested 4 million times. You're a puppet. A chill Irish television puppet.
Oh,
that was molested 4 million.
Oh, that's
got to
be it. Maybe let's ask... Oh,
fucking hell.
Oh, no.
No. It's not.
It's not.
I don't even believe that.
40 million. Bosco.
There's not even enough seconds in your life. If there's not even enough seconds in your life to have been molested.
He just permanently had a finger inside him.
I suppose. Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
He was a puppet. So maybe he saw his very existence
he was
as
being
a molestation.
Permanently fisted, basically.
Being
okay.
Fisted. All right. I think, okay, let's just see. We're just going to try clear it up. Maybe as
who.
Just to who did it all.
Right.
So we're going to, like...
You need a
like,
list.
Okay, so let me just try out one. Was it Bono? Did Bono do it?
Right, okay. Right.
All
right. Oh, that's a no.
He says
okay.
No.
That's a no.
Okay, that's
okay.
A no.
Fair play to you, Bono.
Was it... Like... was it former Irish Prime Minister and Taoiseach Charlie Haughey?
He's a bit unsure about that.
Okay. Oh. So that makes me think he might have tried
maybe,
but failed.
Yeah, thought about it.
Yeah, he thought about it, but didn't do it. Okay.
Because
we have to think.
Bob Geldof.
What?
Bob Geldof.
Was it Bob Geldof? What? Oh. But he did. No.
Oh, no. Okay.
So that means Bob probably really thought about it.
Yeah, okay.
But
that's
didn't
no.
do it.
Who else
okay.
was on the...
Well, we have to think who else was around at that time. I mean, I suppose the biggest, like, other child television star in Ireland at that time was Ray Darcy.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's a strong yes.
Whoa.
Oh, fuck. Well, allegedly.
Right. But did he do all 40 million?
Oh, no.
What?
That's another strong yes.
I don't know. Do we need to go to the authorities with this? I don't know if this will play in court that we talked to him over here. Let's see.
That's allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Okay, Ray so Darcy, Bosco, because Bosco is a famous puppet, dead puppet. Was beloved by the Irish people. I just want
especially Ray Darcy.
Right, I don't know if that was love, but
for love nor money.
That was more
lust.
The cruel lust of Darcy.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll try to see like what is how is Bosco feeling right
about
now about things or just in general. So let's just like, are you happy?
Oh, that's a yes.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
All right. Let me just. I just want. Do you? Who? Do you have friends in this other realm wherever you are? Oh,
that's another yes.
Right. Okay. All right. Are these friends? Are they? Like in the spiritual or in the afterlife, are they good people? Whoa.
Oh, no.
Okay. No. All
right.
All
right, okay. Who's...
Right. Have you been associating with, or is there any kind of friendship you've struck off with famous murderer and cannibal Jeffrey Dahmer?
What? Oh, okay.
Right.
So he's friends with, he's befriended Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Have you ever satiated Jeffrey Dahmer in a, quite frankly, a sexual way?
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a strong yes.
Right.
Okay. Maybe we should ask him, is Jeffrey Dahmer with him now? Do we want to invite that energy into the
right,
into the shed of truth?
Yeah
fuck it, go on. All right, so
is he there with you now?
Is Jeffrey Dahmer, Bosco, is Jeffrey Dahmer with you right now? Oh no, that's another yes.
Okay.
Right. Okay, where do we go from here?
Well, we should probably talk to
Jeffrey Dahmer.
We should probably talk to Dahmer.
Right, okay.
All
right.
Back.
Will we say goodbye to Bosco?
Yeah, Bosco, you fuck right. off, lad.
All right. See you, Bosco. Try not to...
We can see if we can get Jeff to stay.
Nonetheless, okay. Does Jeff want to... Jeffy D?
Jeffrey Dahmer?
Will we ask for a sign, maybe?
That he's here?
Yeah.
Can you give us a sign? If you're there, I can hear
a bird.
I can hear a bird chirping.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine that's like that.
I'll take that. Yeah.
I'll take that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. How you, Jeff? I suppose something that we would like to.
Oh, I'm getting all hot and bothered here.
We would like to know was. You said that because a lot of his victims were minorities.
Yeah.
And we just want to know
who tasted the best.
Which minority? Because earlier we were having a discussion about if you were to like eat because if the world did descend into cannibalism and you did have to eat people,
right, okay,
who would be the tastiest? And I thought, probably, I don't know if it's true, some sort of a prejudice, it was Mexican, but can you tell us who was the tastiest?
Right, okay.
Type of person.
Right, okay.
So who was it? Put your hand on.
So are we asking him, are we going to get him to spell it out, or are we asking him yes or no?
We'll get him to spell it out.
Okay, so who is the tastiest minority?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
What's
G?
G.
Uh-huh.
I think he's going to...
What's he going to?
He's going to... Oh, I.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
N.
Huh?
What?
Gin?
Oh. Ginge.
Ginge?
Oh. E.
Or ginger.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
I'm gone.
Chief.
Oh, fuck. No, this is... fuck, this is a terrible idea.
I was wondering if he's saying that to antagonize you.
Okay, sorry. Well...
Or is that the truth?
All right.
Then why didn't he... Why didn't Jeff eat more gingers? Because he was always eating people of color.
All right, let's ask him
again. Maybe he was saving the gingers
more,
as a special treat.
Let's ask him again. All right, okay.
but what are we asking him this time?
Okay, we're asking... No, who was... Let's just ask him that question again. It'll be more... Who was the tastiest?
Yeah, and don't. Right? That was a joke. We know you just said that.
Yeah, you have a great sense. Yeah, ha ha.
Ha ha.
Jeffrey.
Very funny.
Funny.
You all right. Stupid dead cunt.
All right, okay. Let's ask. Who was the tastiest minority? Okay, here we go.
Right.
Oh. Where is he going?
Oh.
Oh. N? Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, Jeff. Careful. Oh, Jeff. No. Jeff, that it's not the 70s anymore, Jeff.
No.
Can't say that word.
What the hell?
Jeff.
No, fuck that.
Oh, Jeff. No.
Fuck that.
Bold boy, Jeff.
We thought we'd have a nice conversation with you. You fucking pig. Fucking pig. And you think, who's going to get in trouble for that? Us. Because people aren't even going to fucking believe that you were here. You dirty fucking glasses-wearing nerdy freak. No friends having loser.
You fucking...
Yeah.
Fat cunt.
Yeah,
he wasn't fat. He was in remarkable shape, but...
Was he?
He was in good nick, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he had to be to fucking...
Right.
You know,
I don't even know where to go from there. I don't even want to touch that board again.
Restrain his victims. So we have Jeffrey Dahmer. We've asked him who's the tastiest of all the minorities. And folks, I don't want to, it's not worth repeating what he said.
Yeah.
So where do we say goodbye to Jeff now after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff, fuck off.
I don't want to talk to Jeff anymore.
We've had enough of you, Jeff. Fuck off. That was uncalled for.
What the fuck?
And you're out, you're archaic. Opinions are not welcome in the shed of truth.
Even at the time, your views were outdated.
Yeah.
Jesus all right, fucking
so
Christ.
Jeff, see you later, right? That's
yeah.
That's not... Okay, so Jeff's... Hopefully he's gone.
Yeah.
Do we have anyone else?
I don't
want to speak to... Would you want to just...
That's put me off now.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to these. I don't want...
You
this
don't,
is
you
like,
don't want to talk
That's going to have to be all bleeped out. That's going to have to be all bleeped out.
Really, yeah?
I think so. She can't have... Can't... What the hell?
It wasn't us. It was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can't have...
We didn't do anything.
I know we didn't do anything.
We didn't say anything.
But people aren't going to fucking take our word for the spirit of Jeffrey Dahmer fucking said what he just said. Dirty.
Well, Dave, you know, they weren't here. The proof is in the pudding.
The
Ouija board never lies.
Fuck's sake.
So we have
things are grand with Bosco.
So are we gonna... Are you sure there's no one else that we want to speak to? Or do you want to...
Fuck.
We can end the session.
Right. Well, so maybe... Who would be good to... Maybe talk to...
The Queen, maybe?
Right, yeah.
We'll speak to the Queen?
Yeah, we'll see if we can speak to the Queen. Fuck
right.
it.
Okay.
All right.
How are we? Right.
Yeah. We're doing grand.
Right. So what are we? Can we speak to the? Well, we kind of are speaking to a queen.
Dahmer.
Dahmer is gay.
Dahmer is gay. Yeah. He was okay. He was my queen.
Yeah.
Queen of Fingerland.
Fingerland.
Okay. Well, so we'll just see if Lizzie's there.
Right. Okay.
Lizzie.
Okay. We're gonna have to there? Ask. Can we speak to the queen?
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
Oh fuck.
Oh, that's a yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Fantastic.
Right. What do we want to ask her? So, did you? I mean, the big one, I suppose, is like, did you ever have AIDS? Whoa. Oh. What?
Fuck.
You dirty whore.
Dirty whore.
Who? Who gave it to you?
All right, let's go back.
Let's see if we can see who gave her AIDS. All right,
let's see.
Hold on.
Oh, that's a C. Oh, no. Where's... I think it's going to the...
Or...
No, I think that's that's an O.
What?
O. Oh, no.
Is that an O?
That's an...
C-O.
Or...
G. G.
Okay.
What?
I. Corgi.
Corgi!
Oh, my God.
You shat on your own dogs. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. That's not right.
Jesus, Lizzie.
Then why would you?
Oh, my God.
They're not for... They're for petting.
Oh, man.
You shag people and you pet dogs. You don't shag the dogs. How did the dog get AIDS? Who shagged the dog? Who shagged the dog?
There was two of
Hold
them.
Hold on.
Who shagged the dog? All right, okay.
Hold on. What are you trying to tell us this? M? What the fuck? A? G? What the?
G?
I?
C? Magic?
J?
Michael J?
O? What the hell?
H?
Where's... Where are you trying to tell
where's,
me?
Oh.
Where is it looking for? N? S? O?
O?
N!
Magic Johnson! Oh my God!
Magic Johnson shagged your corgi. What?
Oh, the Magic Johnson shagged the corgi, and then the Queen shagged the corgi.
Corgi. Oh, Magic God. Johnson gave the.
That's corgi. Some love triangle.
Oh, what the hell? That's okay, an unholy what? Alliance. Right, let's get off of that.
Right.
That's,
okay.
I don't want to fucking talk about that anymore.
Oh, Jesus. Maybe we should ask her. Did she kill Diana?
Oh God.
No, movie?
Well, do you think she's... right, okay.
Should we do that?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Right, okay.
Did you kill Diana? No.
No.
I always thought that you were in... That she was innocent. All
okay,
right,
okay.
Enough.
Let's ask her who...
Let me just very quickly, though. Just, did you have her killed, though?
Oh! Wow, all right. That's a
That's
yes.
That's what we meant the first time. We
okay.
knew you didn't
kill her yourself.
Kill
her yourself, you feeble old bitch.
You fucking...
All right, so let's ask... Let's ask her who killed Princess Diana. All right, okay. All right, who killed Princess Diana? Okay. So, to see.
Right.
Oh. Oh, I don't...
C-S,
I see where this
C-S,
is going.
So,
oh.
C-O.
Or... G.
What? What's that?
Oh, where's that?
What are you?
Oh, she's out of. Oh, I. What? Corgi?
What?
The corgi killed Princess Diana. What?
It's the corgi.
What? Is she. Oh, it's still. Oh, the corgi.
Huh?
Corgi. Hey. Oh. Oh, get Noam Chomsky on the...
What the fuck?
Corgi. D. Corky and... G. Was it Magic Johnson? The Corgi and Magic Johnson.
Oh,
God. Oh, God.
The Corgi and Magic Johnson
killed Princess Diana.
And the Corgi.
Oh, God.
Who riddled with full-blown...
AIDS.
Yeah, although I think Magic Johnson was only ever HIV.
Right, okay.
But still.
Wow.
What the fuck?
I don't...
So she got them to do it. That's a lot.
Sweating over here.
Fucking hell. Right. Is there anything else you want to ask her?
I've had enough of her now, between her and
Dahmer and Bosco. Every one
that's
of these spirits.
That's an unholy alliance.
Fucking hell.
Will we...
All floating about.
Will we say goodbye to the Queen? Will we close off this portal
to the Netherworld.
To the Netherworld.
Fuck's sake.
Okay, so we have to do something here now to make
to
sure
like that, fucking
that we close it safely.
Realign the...
Right, okay, how do we make sure that we...
Fuck's sake.
Okay, when you are finished with the session, regardless, always say goodbye, thank the spirits, and move the planchette to the goodbye part of the boards, and then we have to say an affirmation.
Right.
Okay, right. So, when the spirits are active. Okay, wait. When we finish. Okay, so we say goodbye. All right. So no, I don't think we say goodbye. So goodbye. Yeah. Just ask if you want to plug your socials or your podcasts or anything. Now's your chance.
To Dahmer, Bosco, and the Queen.
Yeah.
Or
they wanted to. Oh, okay. Well, no.
Fucking Three Stooges, as I call them.
Speak now or forever hold your Instagram handle, and so say goodbye. Thank the spirits.
Thanks.
Move the
suppose thing to
goodbye, and then this affirmation. We thank you, spirits, for allowing us to enter your world. Go in peace, love, and light, and goodbye until next time.
Yeah, sort and, yourselves out.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Try and get some fucking
loose-lipped Lizzie over there.
Yeah,
spilling all the beans.
For fuck's sake.
Right, that's.
Ah, oh, that was a nasty, and I'm never.
Oh, fucking
what
hell.
The fuck? Magic Johnson and a corgi.
I didn't see that coming now, to be honest.
I didn't see that coming at all.
That Ouija board.
Fuck's sake. I didn't want to know any of that.
Have you? I did one of them as a kid, right?
Yeah.
And we did a makeshift one. Out of we wrote it on paper.
Yeah.
And it was really sunny outside.
Right.
Sunny Williams. And it was really sunny. And then we started doing the Ouija board. And all of a sudden it got really dark and cloudy outside and it started raining. And then one of the windows in the kitchen fucking whoosh, flew open.
Yeah.
And then we all went, ah! And then we just stopped the Ouija board there and then.
Right.
So that's what I was kind of worried about. To be honest, I'm not going to lie, I was terrified. Not terrified, but I was apprehensive about doing the old Ouija board.
Bringing this
energy into the shed of truth. Because a lot of people won't do this. I don't know if you... are aware of that.
Because they're afraid of what they might find out. I mean, if I knew, I wouldn't
have
done it either.
They're afraid that it will invite like evil spirits into your life and it will like basically bring you bad luck. You'll die. A loved one will die. Whatever. Like I put an Instagram poll on my story on Instagram and I asked people, would they do a Ouija board? Most people said no.
Right.
So maybe we've just made a terrible mistake.
But like this whole, like this is Shed of Truth, which is obviously attached to my house here. Like we're going to be absolutely fucking run rampant with ghouls and fucking goblins for the next fucking week. I know well, I'm going to be in the shower and I'm going to have fucking Dahmer fucking nibbling at my fucking foreskin.
Did you watch Dahmer?
Huh?
Did you watch Dahmer? No.
No.
Right, okay.
I know, I have no time for him.
Just don't watch it because you're better off not knowing what...
I know exactly why.
Ahead of you, okay.
I know exactly why I did. I saw a film about I read up on him for years ago. I'm like, and I just, to me, he was a fucking bad egg.
He was a bad egg, yeah.
Yeah, he was a rotten egg. I don't know, man.
Well, it's, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, I feel like we've played with fire here, and I don't feel safe or good now.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like this might be... If we release this podcast, will that then...
It's good to know you can live as old as 96, like the Queen did with AIDS. Like, that's the one good
thing
we've got.
That's pretty good, yeah. And the corgis as well.
Yeah.
That's good for them.
Yeah. We're definitely going to have to edit some of that out, but we're on 40 minutes. We've done... Listen, we fucking... We did this for you. We went into the fucking...
This might be the last episode.
Yeah.
To be honest, which is...
Yeah, because...
But if we die mysteriously in the next...
Yeah.
Between now and this being released...
You've got three main suspects.
Yeah. The Queen... Bosco. Oh, four.
You think Chomsky could be...
No, you got the Queen... Them? You got the Queen?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Who did we speak to?
Dahmer, the Queen, and Bosco.
And Bosco. Oh, I was thinking of the corgis as well. But we didn't speak to the corgis.
We didn't speak to them.
So the Queen, Magic Johnson, and...
We didn't speak to Magic Johnson either.
No, sorry.
He's
the Queen, alive. The Queen, Jeffrey Dahmer, and Bosco.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of the three of them. So, yeah.
Right, lads.
Right, lads.
We'll leave it at that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.